Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we are so grateful for this great door of utterance that our great pastor may come to you today with the word of truth. We're thanking God for our teaching here, teaching us to be a holy and a separated people. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for your evangelists, your elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, and we're glad to be with you. Glad for our anointing that's going on, and we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. I want to talk to you today about sacrifices unto God. Before we get into that thought, and we're going to have a couple testimonies, a poem from our sister Tatum. We hear this number our Deacon Dale wrote, Children of the Prophets, Sister V in the choir. Let's sing, thank God.
Might have read
how that it was said
at the feet of the prophets,
Lord God called them saints,
and how some did all that the Lord say do
through the law of truth.
Be he led by one who was made of the truth. As it was, it so now, that few ones can be found at the top of the mountain. Yes, indeed, we shape prophets. Do you know who you are?
Yes!
Thank God. Isn't that beautiful? Do you know who you are? We are the children of the prophets. Isn't that beautiful? We're the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And all of those that God sent. We are the seed of Abraham. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. I believe the scripture. We stand on God's word, and God's word is in the scripture. The scriptures of truth. All of God's word is in the scriptures of truth. The Old Testament is a system. It's not a bunch of scriptures. The New Testament is not a bunch of scriptures. It's a system. And it's in the blood of Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? Before we hear our poem from my sister Tatum, Deacon Fina has these announcements.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Glad to be with you today. Our sister Tatum, she writes poems, and we trust that there's some out there that may be inspired and consoled through the reading of her poems. If you'd like more information about that, you contact us through the information our Deacon Fina gave you. At this time, our Sister Tatum, thank God for you, sister.
I'm just thanking God so much for being in God's church on another Thursday night.
Thank God.
And each day that I live and we live is a precious day that God has made. And this poem is a precious day.
Thank God.
Oh, Lord, I'm thanking you for my life in this precious day. Have no mind to harm no one. Have a mind to pray. All I ask in this great day is keep my mind on you. And if a trial or test should come, I know you'll take me through. There are many good things in this day. If ones would seek, would find. But one of the greatest joys in it is having a peace of mind. If the enemy can't disturb the mind with hate, with fear, with doubt, and we know whatever comes about that you will work it out, what else could matter in this day that one need worry or ponder? If righteous living is what counts, what else would be to wonder? So Lord, please help me keep my mind in this precious day, and bless me to remember when it's gone, it's always gone to stay.
Beautiful. Thank God for you, Sister Tatum. Words of consolation. Isn't that beautiful? We have our sister Anna. Thank God for her. God brought her to 425 Laconia Boulevard by the way of Tanzania. Yes. And a few other states here in the States. Yes. Before arriving. Yes. And we're grateful for her and her testimony. Thank God for you, Sister Anna. Thank God.
Yes, Pastor. Thank God for being here, Pastor. I'm grateful for being in God, for being saved, for knowing what salvation is and what it takes to obtain salvation. I thank God, Pastor. When I look around me or in this world, there's nothing precious than serving God and getting into the kingdom when I live here. I mean, I just thank God that God gives us a way, teaching priests. We have each other, we have brothers and sisters to support each other and learn how to praise God. We have God, of course, but we have each other. And this way, like the scripture says, this is the ways of God is easy. It's not a burden to live for God. We learn what God says in the scriptures. We please God. We are sanctified. We don't sin. That's what God requires. I just thank God. I'm grateful for this life. I'm grateful for being here. I thank God for you, Pastor.
Thank God for you, Sister Anna. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful testimony. We have our brother Richard who have given his heart, his life to God. He is sanctified and he's yet sanctifying his life. Striving to please the Master, yes. And we're glad he is living for God now. Thank God for you, Brother Richard.
Thank God for you, Pastor. Thank God for being here. Thank God for the saints. I thank God for all the fellowship. I thank God for calling me out of darkness. I still don't know why he chose me, but he chose me and called me out of darkness, and now I'm living the commandments, and I thank God for being a commandment keeper, and thank God for being under a teaching that teaches keeping the commandments, and being with saints that live the commandments. It's such a blessing, and I thank God for this life. I'm happier than I've ever been in my life, and I thank God.
Thank God for you, Brother Richard. Beautiful. Thank God. Sister Anna, Brother Richard, and we thank God for our Sister Tatum with that poem. Accompanied by our elder Miles, yes. Plays the piano beautifully.
Yes, he does.
They've made sacrifices unto God. Yes. We that have put our hands to the plow, we make sacrifices unto God. Yes. And I'm not just talking about a contrite spirit. That's a given. You must have a contrite spirit, a repentive heart to live for God. But after you've put your hands to the plow, are we denying ourselves? Are we making the sacrifices that God is calling for? Let's go to 1 Peter, Evangelist, mm-hmm. 2:1. God is calling for ones to love him with all our heart, all our soul. Yes. And we're making sacrifices in this life to please God.
Yes, Lord.
We want to do those things that please him. 1 Peter 2:1.
My little children, these things...
1 Peter 2:1.
Oh, 1 Peter, let me jot them.
Thank God. Wherefore, laying aside all malice.
All right. And all guile.
All guile. This is the sacrifices we have to make. Yes. We're going to lay aside all of this malice and guile. What?
And hypocrisies.
What?
And envies. And all evil speaking.
So we want to stop all the evil speaking. We once did this when we were of the world. We're in this world, but we are not of the world. After receiving God's word, his commandments, and believing it and doing it, we don't speak evil.
No.
Surmising.
No.
Presuming. What?
As newborn babes. Desire the sincere milk of the word.
Now that's our desire. The commandments. That's our desire. God's word. We desire not to have any gods before God, not to take his name in vain, not to make any graven images, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That's our desire to please God. Whatever comes up that will hinder us from these things, from pleasing God, we make sacrifices. We can't go that way. We're here to please God now. Desiring the sincere milk of the word, what?
That ye may grow thereby.
This is how we grow in God, when you make the sacrifices, when we deny ourselves of the things that God is saying, that's enough. Now you want to live for me. Now you're of me. We're no more of the world. Read.
If so be, ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious.
Now, if you taste the graces, the graciousness of God, which would mean God have delivered you from not bills, but sin.
Yes.
The devil oppressing you with habits, ways of the world. God, if you've tasted, I've been delivered from this.
Yes.
If you've been delivered from the wrong day because of tradition, you've tasted God, you feel better. Brother Richard, I'm happier now than I've ever been. Because he's tasted the goodness of God.
Yes.
He's tasted what it means and feels like to be clean.
Yes.
From these things that will weigh you down and keep you in the earth, in sin, in the flesh. Read.
To whom coming?
What?
As unto a living stone.
So the Lord is like unto coming to a living stone, a living truth, not yes. just the truth. Mm-hmm. He's the living truth.
All right.
Because the truth is yet much alive.
Yes.
What?
Disallowed indeed
now
of men.
Now listen to what the scripture is saying. Disallowed indeed of men. Not just talking about Jews that killed him. They weren't just Jews that killed him. Many were after Jesus to kill him because people did not like him. Although the devil paints a picture through these false preachers, everyone loves the Lord. They didn't before he came, when he came, and they don't love him today.
Right.
When you paint the true picture of God, of the Lord. Disallowed indeed of men,
yes.
What?
But chosen of God.
Chosen of God, what?
And precious.
Precious. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Isaiah 53 and 2. We're going to come back. But so many have gotten this picture. If you're not passive, if you hold your peace, don't take a stand, now that must be God. Because Jesus, he didn't want to hurt anybody. They did not like Jesus. Men didn't. Not just Jews. Men of all walks of life did not like Jesus for what he stood for and for the words he spoke. And what he stood for and the words he spoke were the words of the Father, the commandments.
All right.
God's word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
53 and 2. What?
For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant.
He was a tender plant, thank God, chosen of God, what?
And as a root out of a dry ground.
He was a root out of a dry ground. He came out of surroundings that were like unto despaired of God.
All right.
Because he didn't come from the high end of town. He came from Nazareth.
All right.
He came from a place what was rejected in the eyes of people because of its esteem. It was esteemed nothing. It's like unto, well, your church is in Watts. Read.
He hath no form nor comeliness.
The Lord was not so comely where you were just taken to him. What?
And when we shall see him,
what?
There is no beauty that we should desire.
So
him.
When they saw the Lord, when he made his appearance on scene, declaring who he was, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. And when he spoke the words of the Father, people did not like him. And it's the same thing today. When we tell you the truth, we're not liked. And all we're bringing to you is Jesus because we're bringing the word.
Yes.
When we shall see him, there is no beauty.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That we should desire him.
So when you really see the Lord as he is, it's not so beautiful. When you see the Lord, you're able to see he's the 10 precepts.
All right.
The Lord is the word. Mm-hmm. But the false preachers that are sent by the devil only paints you a picture of his flesh and how his natural body went about and did good things. But out of that natural body, he spoke the word, and many did not understand it. We're yet speaking the word today. Read.
He is despised and rejected of men.
It says of men. So all men, when he came, many, they did not like him.
Mm-mm.
And it's the same thing today. We bring to you Jesus. We come in the name of Jesus. And we're despised because we let ones know if you're not bringing the commandments of God, you're not bringing Jesus. Because Jesus is the word made flesh. When he took on flesh, the word did not dissipate. It was yet there in him. He said, my Father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. Despised and rejected of men.
Men.
What?
A man of sorrows.
He was a man of sorrows.
And
so acquainted. He wasn't walking around having such a good time with such a good report. You didn't see everybody pulling on him for the words he spoke. And many pulled on him because of what they could get from him.
Yes.
But he was a blessing to them because they were, for the most part, Abraham's seed.
Yes.
Read.
And acquainted with
he
grief.
Was acquainted with grief.
And we hid,
what?
As it were, our faces from
well,
him.
Well, it's the same thing today. When we bring the picture of Jesus, how he really walked and what he talked about, It's acquainted with grief because you once say, I don't want to live. I can't live like that. And the devil tells you through these preachers, no one can live like that because it only brings suffering. Well, as he suffered, we must suffer when we make the sacrifices that please God.
Yes.
We hid, as it were, our faces from him. What?
He was despised.
There it is again. He was despised. Not loved. He was despised.
Yes.
And what?
And we esteemed him not.
And that's the trickery of the devil, because when we paint you the picture of Jesus, he's not so esteemed in the suffering when it pertains to you and I. But if you take on the ways of Jesus, you're not esteemed. You're despised and rejected.
Yes.
Let's go to Matthew 19, 19 and 16. Right. We have to deny ourselves and make sacrifices unto God to please God. And that's what our strive here is. At 425 Laconia Boulevard. Yes, this is what we're encouraging all those that say they love the Lord. You have to deny yourself and make the sacrifices that please God. Matthew 19 and 16.
And behold, one came and said unto him, Good Master.
Now listen to what this one did. Good Master, what?
What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
What did he say?
And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good?
Well, wait a minute. One would think that's pretty abrasive. Wait a minute. Why are you calling me good? Mm-hmm. He just stopped him right in his tracks. He wasn't trying to sugarcoat his entry or his praise of him. Mm-hmm. Good Master. Mm-hmm. There ain't none good but God. And it's a true statement, because if you're not one with God, you're no good to God.
That's right. That's right.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Why callest thou me good? What?
There is none good but one.
None good but one. So if we're not one with God, that's why he prayed the prayer, Father, make them one. What?
That is God.
That is God. What?
But if thou wilt enter.
But now to address your question after stroking me so.
If thou wilt enter into life.
If you're going to enter into life, what?
Keep the commandments.
How plain is that? If you're going to enter into the life, eternal life, everlasting life, the life that's pleasing to God, keep the commandments. It's just keeping God's word. Read it again. If thou
wilt enter into life.
Now, if you're going to enter into this pleasing God, what?
Keep the commandments.
Keep the commandments. And I believe they're righteous all together, not nine. Don't say, well, we have our day on Sunday. No, it's not in the commandments. The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. Now, let's read the 21st verse. What does it say?
Yes.
After he told this young man that, what?
Jesus saith unto him, if thou wilt be perfect.
That's another issue. We want to please God. We strive for perfection, because the Father said, be ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. So we want to please God. We strive for that. But how can you strive to please God and be perfect if the preachers tell you, well, can no one live perfect but Jesus? They're liars.
Yes,
that's
they
not
are.
What the scripture is saying.
That's right.
This is the sacrifices we make unto God. Mm-hmm. If thou wilt be perfect, what?
Go and sell that thou hast.
What?
And give it to the poor.
Well, now this young man knew what Jesus was talking about, because he was giving him knowledge only he knew. What?
And thou shalt have treasures in heaven.
What?
And come and follow me.
So there's a number of things. Sell what you have. Mm-hmm. In other words, deny yourself of these things. Evidently, it was going to keep him out of the kingdom.
Yes.
Then take up the cross. Is that what it says?
Thou shalt have treasure in heaven.
And come.
Come and follow me.
What happened?
But when the young man heard that.
When you hear what's required, there was no beauty in that everlasting life now.
All right.
What?
He went away sorrowful.
He went away sorrowful, because what would make you sad if you're going to get eternal life?
Right.
As the Lord said, what will a man give in exchange for his soul?
Right.
He didn't say that he could not live well. Just go sell that you have. So what was it? He knew.
Yes.
But whatever it was. Mm-hmm. He went away sad.
Yes, he did.
But he was going to have eternal life.
Wow.
There was no beauty in that eternal life for him. He went away sad. What?
For he had great possessions.
For he had great possessions.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to 1 Peter 2. 2 and 4 again. Let's read that again. To whom coming?
Yes. thank God unto the elders.
As unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. So when we bring to you what God is requiring, as the Lord said, now Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear God, to walk in his ways. That's the 10 precepts.
Yes. Yes.
That's what God is requiring. These are the sacrifices. Yes. Many walk away. It's disallowed indeed of men. Yes. Fifth verse.
He also, as lively stones,
yet
are built up a spiritual
now
house.
Now we're built up a spiritual house because we're making spiritual sacrifices. What?
And holy priesthood.
What?
To offer up spiritual sacrifices.
What?
Acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Let's go to St. John 12 and 49. Jesus made sacrifices. We are going to make the same sacrifices to please God.
Yes.
Lord came, he let everyone know, it's not my words, but it's the Father's. But he was despised and rejected. St. John 12 and 48, what does he say?
He that rejected me,
what?
And receiveth not
so
my words.
So if you don't receive the words that God spoke, you're not rejecting me or the one that is speaking God's word. You're respecting the word God you're respecting.
All right.
Disrespecting. Or rejecting what?
Hath one that judges him.
What?
The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day.
What?
For I have not spoken of myself.
So everything I speak, or anyone that God sends speak, it's not about them, it's about the word.
All right.
I didn't make up the seventh day. God brought the seventh day to us.
Yes, he did.
That's the day the Father rested on.
Yes.
And it's not about just a day of rest. Mm-hmm. It's about keeping his commandments, his word, period, that you may be able to enter into the rest.
Yes.
Read.
But the Father, which sent me.
What?
He gave me a commandment.
He gave me a commandment. What?
What I should say.
What I should say.
And what I should speak.
What I should speak.
And I know.
What?
That his commandment is life everlasting.
Well, that's what he told the young man. If you want everlasting life, keep the commandments. What?
Whatsoever I speak.
Whatsoever the preacher speaks should be in the commandments. You should be speaking the commandments. Yes. What I'm speaking is to please God, we must honor thy father and our mother. Those that carry God. Read.
Even as the Father said unto me.
What?
So I speak.
Let's go to St. John 17.
All right.
So we strive to speak those things that please God.
Yes.
And you please God when you stay in the word.
Yes.
And if you're trying to speak about Sunday, it's not in the word. Mm-hmm. It's outside of God's word. It's a tradition of men. It's not of God. Isn't that beautiful? 17 and 6. What does it say?
Mm-hmm. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world.
In other words, they were in the world. As our brother Richard said, I don't know why God chose me in so many words. But he was called out of the world, out of darkness, because he was chosen.
Yes.
And we have manifested the name unto God's name unto the men God have given us.
Out of the word.
God's name is the word.
All right.
We've manifested the word when we have manifested the Ten Commandments to ones. What?
Thine they were.
Thine they were.
And thou gavest them me.
What?
And they have kept thy word.
Well, the preacher said you cannot keep God's word. Nobody can keep God's word. That's why he died. That's not true. He died so we could have some food on our table.
That's right.
And to end a system that would not make anyone perfect. No, the system don't do that. But if they were obedient to the system,